Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here right now today for the prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Yeah, it's time for us to garnish somebody's wages, Shirley. We got to garnish some wages. Yeah, you know, pranking is big business, and it's hard and it's difficult. And, you know, sometimes it's a little tiring and you go through some emotional things. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. This right here is garnish your wages. Let's go, kid dog.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach a please.
That's who's calling.
My name is from the district attorney's office.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Giving you a call today, ma'am, trying to get some updates from you. Your husband, Mr. Quillen, is he still not working at this point?
No, sir.
Okay. How long has he been out of work so far, ma'am? Could you give me an update on this?
First of the year, January.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're having, the problems that we're having. You have a son. I think it's his name is as well. 14 years old, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the child support is not being paid from Mr. for Mr. Young, and we're trying to get this thing rectified. Now, the problem that we're going to have and the reason why we're giving you a call is considering that your husband hasn't worked since the first of the year, and I haven't done the research yet. I'm just not pulling up your file. I haven't done the research to see how many months in the rears he is on child support. But
that started once he lost his job.
Okay. Well, the problem that we're going to have is they're going to start taking child support, actually, and I hate to give you this news, out of your check until...
I don't understand how that's so, because I have my own kids, so I don't understand that.
I understand, but they're going to be garnishing your check, ma'am, until your husband can get this thing back on his feet and get it rectified and get him up to par as far as all the payments that are not...
And when will this be taking place? Because if that's the case, I'm not going to be working. Because that's not going to happen. I have my own children. So I don't understand how it's that. So I don't have anything to do with child support or anything like that. And if that's the case, I'm not going to be working as of right now.
The garnishing of the check is going to come from you. Now, you are at the hospital, correct?
No.
That's not where you work?
I'm not going to be working as of right now. That's what I just told you. So y'all do whatever you got to do, and I'll do whatever I have to do on my end, okay?
Well, hold on a minute. You're willing to quit your job? I'm not understanding this.
You're sure why? Because I'm not going to be taking care of someone else's kids and I have my own. So how? That's right. So somebody else can take care of my eyes then. Because I'm not going to be doing it. You're so right.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want you to be upset.
Who are
with,
you?
I don't want you to be upset with me.
Where I can be able to contact you.
Okay, now I'm gonna let you know this. It's a bit of information. You're still gonna if you're quitting your job, ma'am, you guys are still gonna be liable for the child support.
Okay, well that's not you guys because it's not my children, sir. Okay, it's not you guys. He will be liable.
Okay, we're
okay, because can I step? Can you hold one moment? Because I need to step outside. If that's okay, or if there's a number, I can contact you back.
Okay, are you able to step outside right now?
Yes, but I'm going to get on the elevator, and it's going to kind of throw the call off.
Okay, let's do this. Why don't you step outside?
And I'll wait for you to call.
Give me about 45 seconds, but I'm going to give a call to my manager on this situation, okay?
Please do, sir. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay, Miss.
Yes, sir.
Hi, again from the district attorney's office. Okay, you can hear me now.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Now, let's get to the bottom of everything. I couldn't get my manager on the phone, but I'll keep trying. I just want to know, I'm just a messenger letting you know.
I know you are, and I hate to be so short with you, but I don't understand because we're not even getting enough income coming in as of right now. And you're speaking of, I have three children that I'm struggling to take care of on my own. And somebody from the district or something. But, and you're speaking of that you're going to be deducting money from Gunner Shin, my check for his child support. What's your certain something? What's your name?
Man, who's is there someone else I need to speak with?
No, we're on the phone. That's my sister taking care of me. What part of district attorney?
County, ma'am.
Yeah.
She is on the line from the Office of Child Support Service. She works with the Office of Child Support Service.
Okay, may I speak with your sister? Let me speak with your sister, ma'am.
So what do you, I mean, how is this going to be done? Because that's not going to leave me the cash to be able to support my own kids.
Well,
you know, I mean, in my own home.
I understand that. You know, maybe this is a problem with having a person hanging around.
It's not a person because has raised his seat about his kids all their life. This is a jealous mother that decided after 18 years that she wanted to.
Don't talk to me. I know. For real, it's a crime. Going
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What in the hell is going on with those people in the background?
Hello?
Look, this nephew Tommy, it didn't hit the fan.
She went off.
No, I couldn't get her to go out, but her sister was there. Don't say nothing to them, made her get off the phone. So I need you to call on three ways. They was calling somebody. They probably was calling downtown, going to get themselves in more trouble.
Okay, hold on a minute.
No, you won't. You're going to talk to her right now.
Who is this?
I told you, you're going to pay this child support, not me.
Get your life. Get the best way you can. He's talking to me. Call me. I'm going to pay this child support. You pay it.
You're going to make me. You're going to make me whip your behind this money.
Tell him you will find out who he is. You want to. You want to talk to my lawyer, sir?
Yeah, I want to. Where is your? You don't have a lawyer. You know, well, you don't have one.
Why don't y'all? Whoever, however, you got my number, honey. This some process they have to go through for your job.
We have to go to court first.
Hey.
Lose the case. Who is this?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yo just got pranked by my baby.
I'm gonna cut your I'm gonna come on the radio because I know y'all gonna pay for this. Y'all you got it in the voice. Well, you just found out, didn't you? I had to stop at the store on the way down to finish cussing. Give me a black mile, get outside and cuss y'all out.
I gotta ask all y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
See?
Oh, the Monster Show, baby.
come on up in here and talk to Tommy this morning. Come on. Come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on up in here. All right, we're getting close. We are getting close to the Juneteenth Comedy Celebration. Y'all, get your tickets. Get your tickets. You are going to have an incredible time. Dickie's Arena. You don't want to miss this, man. Bubba Dub, that's a bad boy. Melody Camacho, been in the game so long. The girl is just a veteran's all. Matt Donnell Rollins, veteran. J.J. Williamson, OMG. Junior will testify. That boy right there. Who is straight ignorant? And Earthquake, should we go any further? Just Earthquake alone.
Just Earthquake. So that'll give us another roof.
We roofers. And, of course, one of the kings of comedy himself, D.L. Hughley in the building. And that's just enough. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. It is Thursday, June 19th, Fort Worth, Texas. So everybody in Fort Worth, Dallas, around the way, Tyler, Texas, Waxahachie, all the way around. Y'all get y'all tickets. Come out, have a good time on the day that we are celebrating freedom, June 19th. All right, Thursday night, 2025 in Fort Worth, Texas. And tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets. All right. Greeks and Grapes. It's in Napa Valley. You do not want to miss this. This is going to be the event that you're going to try to go to every single year. August 7th through the 10th. All right. It's a, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. You don't want to miss it.
Here we go. All right, Nephew. Thank you. Congratulations on that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.